morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Hey, thank you so much for doing this for yourself, making this investment of your time, your energy, your effort, your focus, just for 30 minutes every single day in you. Making this investment in you, examining your thoughts, that mindset that you have, those thoughts that lead to the actions that you do or you don't do, that will lead you to the goals, the plans, the dreams, the visions, the life, the experience, the joy in life, the connection, everything in life that you really, really want, that you've taken the time to really think about and listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day, like you've made it a part of your day, a daily discipline, your daily ritual, right? It just gets you one step closer into making all that so much more clear in your mind. And once it becomes clear in your mind, you'll find ways. You'll use all that talent, that ability, all that potential that you know you have and everybody else tells you that you have. You're going to use all that creative ability, that determination, that tenacity, right? All those qualities that you have, your people skills, you'll use them to their fullest. And you'll also develop those skills at a higher level because you'll use them more. You'll always be looking for ways to use them more because you're so focused on that result that you really want in life, that listening to this podcast every single day and just this passive manner. I'm doing all the heavy lifting. I'm doing all this thinking while you're going about your day, while you're executing the things we've talked about in previous podcasts. You're going out in your world and you're thinking about them, you're executing them, and I'm thinking about some more to stimulate some more thought. I'm proud, I'm happy, I feel privileged to be your coach, your friend, to join you on this journey called life every single day. And I really thank you for putting your faith and trust in me and making this a part of your day, my efforts, this podcast a part of your day. I will not let you down. I'm here every single day doing what I can to help you. Some days it's going to be awesome. It's going to feel great. You're going to feel alive and optimistic and energetic. And there's going to be some days where I'm going to poke and I'm going to prod. It's not necessarily going to make you feel that great. But it's the stuff that you know you need. You know what I'm talking about? That stuff that you know you need, that only a good coach, a good friend, personal trainer in the gym, someone who's going to push you to become a little bit better even when you don't feel like it. I talk about it all the time. I use the analogy. A lot of my friends and family, the people who have joined me in these podcasts, they have, a lot of experience in the gym. That's most of the time how they've come to get to know me. And maybe they've watched me on YouTube and my videos and they saw all the weight that I lifted when I became a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. I am so open and honest when even if someone is complimentary to me and my efforts and they think, oh, wow, that is so awesome. You achieved at such a high level. I know that even in my best state of mind, even in my strongest period of my bodybuilding and training career, that if I had a personal trainer who I respected his or her opinion, that they knew me, they cared about me, they knew my strengths and knew my weaknesses. And if this person didn't have to just be some big buff bodybuilder better than me, that didn't really matter. Just that they knew what they were talking about. They were just this force to be reckoned with. They were an expert. Someone I respected them for their mindset, their tenacity, their knowledge, their passion, their ability to connect with me, that they really cared about me. It wasn't about them. All right? And again, they didn't have to necessarily have the body, just all those other qualities. And I don't care how much weight you saw me lift at my best. I know that if I had someone there beside me, usually when I was in the gym, I was leading. My mindset, my determination was just off the charts compared to my training partners, who I was really appreciative. I really appreciate to have someone who would show up on the gym to help me reach my goals and create a mutually beneficial relationship. But that wasn't their area of expertise. They went off and, with their life and their goals, and that was working out meant something different to them. But if I had someone, like I talked about, who was really into me, really getting the most out of me, and they said, Skip, you came up short on that set, or you can do it. Come on, one more rep, two more reps. And again, I don't care how impressive it looks. I know there's always so much more inside of me. No matter what it looks like I was accomplishing. And I respect it. And he told me two more reps. I'll tell you this. I would get at least one. And if I didn't get both of them, I would get at least one. If I didn't get one, I'd get three quarters. And three quarters more is better where I would have stopped before. And that's what I want to be for you. Just that coach who cares about you, who's passionate about this area of your life. I'll take care of this part. All you need to do is get on your schedule, download this at a particular time, into your schedule, listen to it at a particular time. And when you're listening to it, if you could be moving, you know, go for a walk, go for a run, go to the gym, however we do it. I want you to be moving. So, you know, your body, your physiology, as I'm talking to you, I'm swinging my arms because it helps me get in a more passionate state. It'll just help this all sink in just a little bit better. Again, looking for ways. There's always ways to improve on everything that we do. And as your coach and your friend, I'm always looking for better ways to help you use that mind that you have. So you start using all that potential that you have, all those talents, those abilities, those resources you have to even a higher level. And little by little, we'll pick it apart, and I'll make some of those suggestions through questions, just through stories, I'm telling you about my life experience or the experience of the people around me or what I observe in a movie or on television. Everything I can to come into your ear at this moment to help you create that life that you really want. And it's really not about the things necessarily or that achievement. It's about those feelings that you have inside of you. This is what this is all about. It's you really connecting and being bold enough and brave enough, having that courage to really think about what you really want, what feelings and emotions that you really want, not being afraid, not settling for a life and feelings and emotions that you may have right now, to have that courage, that boldness, to really think about it and then move on your path to really experience those. So I'm going to make sure that you don't settle. I'm going to make sure that you step up and really ask yourself. Now, there's going to be times where it's not going to feel comfortable. You know, as a matter of fact, I just want to share with you, there's a lot of times I get up every single day as I go through my journey of life. I'm just like you. And I know that when I talk about something in this podcast that it's really personal to me. You know, I don't just look at a script. Okay, what am I going to talk about today? And I do it 2 weeks in advance. And then, okay, today I'm going to talk about this. I really go through my feelings and emotions. What can I talk about today that everybody can relate to? That if I were to just speak passionately on that particular day that everybody's gone through it, I'm going to make them gain a little bit more insight. Maybe relieve a little bit of pressure. Wow, he feels that way too. Man, he's got my feelings down to a T. How did he know that's what I was going through today? Right? Because I can speak on it with more passion, more, you know, more connected to the feelings and emotions and the challenges to overcome it or to feel it when I'm going through it too. Just want to tell you something that there are many times where I'll get off this podcast, maybe headed on my way to the gym, and I'll think about what I talked about. And man, I just taught myself a lesson. And I realized, man, maybe I am settling for less. Maybe I just didn't get it the way I thought I was getting this thing of life. Or maybe I get it to a certain level. Man, there's so much more for me to learn as I go through this journey called life. And I don't care what I've experienced in the past, how much success, how much failure, how much I've learned something at a certain level, there's always more to learn. You know, I just know that I'm going to be thinking this way till the day that I die. When I got off the podcast yesterday, I was going through some feelings and emotions because, you know, as I was talking to you, I was thinking about me. Yesterday we talked about, I used the example of the television, you know, character, personality, who created this plan where, yeah, you could just tell she just wanted love and she just wanted connection. She wanted those feelings, but she came up with this plan of how she was going to keep herself distant just in case things failed. She just separated the two, her feelings and emotions, her personal life, her love and her connection away from her professional life. didn't want the two to clash like a lot of other people do. And the reason why is, you know, relationships may not work out. And if you keep them separate, then you can keep your failures can be in that part of your life, and you can still continue to enjoy the successes in life. Right? That sounds like a great plan, especially if you have had, you know, pain in your past relationships didn't work out. You don't have quite the faith that it's ever going to work out. And, you know, you want it, you're working towards it, but you're just not quite sure. That sounds like a good plan to keep it separated. And then, yesterday I shared how, you know, that person that you're with, that may not be what they want. They don't want you to hold back and be afraid of what might happen. And if you're doing that there, where else are you doing it without even knowing it? And then you wonder why your relationships aren't as close and connected, or they seem to fail and break up. You know, this way of thinking may have started from your pains of the past. And I'm not even talking as a teenager breaking up with your first girlfriend, or, you know, someone cheating on you when you're in your 20s or something. I'm talking about this kind of stuff starts happening, forming in your mind like 7 or 8 years old without you even knowing it. And so I was telling that story, and you know, as I work with people, you know, all over the world from my one-on-one coaching, I can see it in them. I know from my personal experience, I get to share stories that, hey, I know exactly what you're talking about, but because I did this, this, and this, and now I realize this. Now that I am experienced that more of that love and that connection in my life, that it just seemed to always be out of my grasp. I didn't get it. You know, when people said relationships were easy, I would say, screw you. What are you talking about? Screw you. Easy. If it was so easy, and I would focus on all the people who were challenged, and I would even extrapolate it out that not only are most people challenged, even the people who are happy really aren't happy. I did everything I could to support my frustration that I didn't get it, how it worked, how it's supposed to feel. And even though that's not the way I wanted it, I formed the world to support that place that I didn't even want to be. All right, so when I'm talking to people and I understand what they're going through, because I used to be in that place too, you know, it's like I get to share, you know, my growth, my experience, my perspective, and then I get my whole entire life where I did it. I saw it, the people I hung around with, and, you know, how it just kind of just created this world. Well, you know, I was persistent. I just wanted it so badly. I knew I had the talent and the ability. I was able to be a good man, to attract good people as I was blowing it. I tell them all the time, you know, things change when I made my man formation. When I changed, everything else changed. And now I'm able to, you know, finally experience those emotions and feelings that always seemed to be out of reach that I just couldn't get before. But as I'm talking to you yesterday in this podcast, I'm realizing, you know, that was a part of me. That story that I was talking about, that I observed, you know, on that television personality, maybe it made me think, you know, maybe I'm not quite so removed from that, those feelings and emotions. Maybe I'm one step, one pain, one situation. And it really made me get on guard and think, hey, I got to make sure that that's still not a part of my thinking, even though it may not apparently seem like it. Now I got to really make sure that isn't still a part of my thinking in any way, shape, or form. What I'm saying is that, you know, sometimes I get to this podcast and I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, Skip, man, this what you just said applies to you. Or if you don't watch out, it may apply to you. What I'm saying is that I know that sometimes this podcast, you stepping up, you putting yourself under this discomfort sometimes of me coming into your life and speaking to you and poking and prodding on feelings and emotions that maybe you've tucked away for a long time, that maybe you think you have figured out, it's just not working for you. Yet, you know, you want to stick to your current beliefs. I know how painful that can be. It might be better just to keep things as they are. But if you keep things as they are, you might have that short-term, you know, comfort, but you're just going to continue that pain of not feeling those emotions, those achievements that you really want. And even worse than feeling pain, you feel nothing. Because I'll tell you, pain can be your friend. If I'm poking and prodding, I'm saying stuff that kind of pisses you off or you really don't want to think about, that's a good thing if you go with it, if you understand hey, the reason why I'm feeling this way is it's challenging my beliefs. And if I was so certain that the way that I'm currently thinking is the right way of thinking, this would just go in one ear and out the other. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? If you've had a friend, just think back in your life, and they said something to you and just pissed you off. It offended you. Like, how dare they say that about you? Right? And then later on, you think, wow, they had a point. You know, maybe you've had it so buried inside that you've convinced yourself that what your friend or what someone said, it really did have meaning. It did apply to you. But you've worked so hard to cover it all up, you thought you had it handled. But you didn't have it handled because this pissed you off so much. Later on, you realize that friend, that person, they did you a favor by making you aware of that. And maybe it took some time. I talk about it in all the podcasts, all my courses, even in my one-on-one coaching that I do. I'll share stories and experiences where something pissed me off. Somebody said something. I tried to attack them and their credibility. I looked at their weaknesses, their challenge, and I would make those bigger so I wouldn't have to accept what they said. But it really pissed me off at the time. I'm telling you, sometimes it would be years before I really got the message and I realized what a favor they had done for me. All right? I mean, I share them all the time. You know, a few just come into my head, you know, right now. And they did me such a favor, but I just didn't realize it at the time. Contrast that to, you know, if I told you, hey, remember that time someone said something derogatory towards you and it just went in one ear and out the other, and you didn't even think about it anymore. You probably can't even think about those situations because you knew it wasn't you. You didn't take it in. You said, wow, you know, 100% that guy just doesn't know me. You know, whether that person had a point or not, you don't believe that about you. You didn't believe it about you, and it just went in one ear and out the other. It didn't even affect you. If I said, hey, do you remember a time like that? You probably won't be able to remember a time like that. Because it didn't affect you. So when I say something during this podcast that kind of gets you, you know, go with it. That's a good feeling. See all this. Like in the gym, you know, that one more rep sometimes is not comfortable. Sometimes going to the gym when you don't feel like it's not comfortable. But you know it's for the greater good. That short-term discomfort, that short-term inconvenience or even short-term pain can be very beneficial, but you have to go with it and use these lessons that life throws our way. We got to pay attention so we get the most out of it. All right. So, and then there's all that time in between where I'm going to talk about things that you don't even know affect you at all. They don't seem like they have any meaning in your life at this time, but you've heard it, you've listened to it, you've absorbed it, and you know, somewhere down the line, because all I'm doing is talking about the life experiences that we all go through at one time or another, this will serve you. So there's so many different ways to benefit from just going through this passive, structured setup of listening to this Morning Connection podcast. As a matter of fact, you know, here we are. This is Morning Connection podcast number 144. And quick little history of this podcast. I guess it's been about 6 months ago or so. You know, I decided, hey, I love this stuff, and I was going to do a podcast. Now, I didn't have it on a timely schedule like this one. I do at 4:30 a.m. Pacific time, 6 days a week, and it's scheduled. It's blocked in. I've got to do it at a particular time. I got to be ready with my game face on to stand up and deliver for you. Now, at that time, the first 100, I just did, you know, whenever I could, and it was sometime in the morning. I usually try to have it done by 10, but it wasn't a structured thing. I wasn't blocked in, and that's a little lesson in life. When you block yourself in, your game steps up. I wasn't blocked in by this morethanjustmuscles.com blog talk radio iTunes setup, and I also wasn't tied into just making it a half an hour or so either. So, you know, sometimes I'd ramble for 20 minutes, an hour, 10 minutes, whatever. There was not a lot of structure to it, but I really enjoyed it. It was really powerful. I was going through a lot of business things at that time, which I continually do. I realized that There's never a great time. You're always going to be busy. You know, someone once told me that you want something done, give it to a busy person. That was something that stuck in my head a lot of times. I know that was 6 years ago when I heard a coach, a mentor say that, peak performance coach. I really realized 6 years later what he really meant by that now. So there's never going to be a convenient time. I went through the birth of my daughter, Brooklyn. And at the same time, there was a lot of challenges through the pregnancy. There's a lot of challenges through the pregnancy. I remember, you know, the baby she lost was going on a good clip. I went out of town on a business meeting, still, you know, got these podcasts done. But what happened was while I was gone, my wife went for her checkup, and the baby had dramatically lost weight. My wife called me crying, you know, and then came home that next day. We went and checked out. We're going through, and I just remember it was right around the time that I was supposed to do my Morning Connection podcast, or right afterwards. And I called the doctor. My wife was out of the house at that time because I wanted to know what the straight scoop is, and at the same time, I wanted to be the rock of support and emotion and strength for her, you know, while we're going through this challenge. And I was talking to the doctor, and I just happened to talk to I don't even know if it was a nurse, some type of receptionist. And the way that she translated the information was like the worst case scenario. I just remember buckling to my knees like, oh my God, what did I just hear? Right? And then, you know, through the labor, the birth, you know, Brooklyn wasn't breathing when she was born. I did these 100 podcasts all throughout that, in addition to all the other things in life, right? So I did those 100 podcasts. So if you go back on skiplacour.com, you want to listen to those, especially 91 through 100. I talk about my top 10 best life lessons that I've learned to this point in my life. So check that out, skiplacour.com. Those are Morning Connection podcast number 91 through 100, by the way. So now we have 44 more podcasts. And what I've realized how powerful this is with my one-on-one coaching clients, so the people from around the world who want this type of stuff and apply it directly to their life, their challenges, not in this, you know, helpful but very general podcasted format. You know, I instruct them to make sure they listen to this podcast every single day. So I do it 6 days a week, and then on the seventh day, I kind of wrap up the week in a more lighthearted way with a More Than Just Muscles podcast with my wife. So I'm really doing it, taking you through this series of exercises 7 days a week. Now, they come to me to make massive changes in their life, immediate changes in their life. That's what my job is, using all these skills that I show up with and I offer during these Morning Connection podcasts. It's like 6 months, it's 12 months of focus. We become out of balance. We put in our heavy work. All right, so life from this point, we create new habits, new and more empowered ways of thinking. We take better action. We get more clear on all the goals that they want for their life. I help them go through that process. Well, part of it is that I have them listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day now. That's part of it. Hey, a big shout out to, you know, all my coaching clients who've taken the time, stepped up. I know they put some skin in the game. They are so aggressive to create the life that they really want. Big shout out to you. I congratulate those people for taking that kind of effort. Man, I'm telling you, that's with everything that you may have respect about me, they do it, and especially the younger guys. I wish I had that type of coaching that they're getting earlier in life. I just know its impact. Well, I have them listen to this podcast every single day for a lot of reasons. One, it gets them in this way of thinking. I'm stimulating thoughts in their minds, things that as they go about their day, they may or may not think about. Maybe I provide clarity. Maybe I stimulate questions in their own life. So when we speak for a half an hour or so every single week on the same day at the same time, we start at a higher level. They're mentally prepared to get the most out of that session. And when they're going through certain things, I can say, hey, remember I talked about this in this podcast. So the backstory, so then I can talk to them specifically, they've heard it before. So I really want you to make this part of your day. I know how it's affecting me every single day, and I hope you're getting some out of it too. You know, today the message I want to talk about is gap time. And gap time is something that I go through all the time. I'm sure that you do. Let me explain what that is. It's when you step up. Maybe you're listening to this podcast. You know you're paying attention to your thoughts and your actions. You're doing the things that other people wouldn't do. And you know you're doing the work. You're convinced, you're sold. You're not even uncertain that you're going in the right direction. You're taking the right actions. It's just that the payoff, those feelings and emotions on a consistent basis, you're not experiencing them yet. You don't have the job. You don't have the money. You don't have the relationship. You don't have the body. Everything that you're working towards, you don't have those things yet. You've been doing all this work for weeks, for months, maybe even years, and it hasn't come yet. That can be that gap time between when you start putting in all the effort before you actually get the payoff. That can be the most gut-checking time. It really check you, really test you to see what you're really made of. Will you persist? Will you persist? Will you keep on going? Will you still listen to this podcast in a state of anticipation that today, during this podcast, I'm going to find that one distinction, that one strategy that's going to get my life clear, my thoughts, my actions a little bit more clear. It's going to take me to the next level. Are you going to show up for this podcast with this state of anticipation as close as you can to a level 10, all right, when you're going through the gap time, when you don't necessarily, there's no guarantee that there's a payoff. And if you show up, are you checking yourself? Well, what state am I? I'm 7. Can I bump that up immediately to a level 8? Gap time can be the most challenging time in the world. All right. And then the thing about it is just because we are hard workers, just because we have the best intentions, we come up with a strategy, we know we're doing things, we have the best intentions in our hearts. How do we know if this really is gap time? That's really going to pay off. Because if we had a crystal ball and we knew things would pay off, right, we'd keep on doing it, even if it was a year from now. You know, we would, but we don't have a crystal ball. We have no idea that if this is really gap time or we're wasting our time, we not have to find more effective and efficient strategies. So you may be asking me, all right, coach, how do I know if something's gap time or I need to change my plans, my thoughts, my mindset, my direction, my strategies? Well, you know what? I don't know that. There's nobody who has a crystal ball who could tell you that. You can find coaches or mentors. You can, you know, instead of passive listening, see if there's one more step to get some help and someone who is experienced in helping people just like you go through those challenges. They've had successes and they've had failures. They speak your language. They can relate. You definitely don't want someone's a friend who's trying to go on through life to help you out. And sometimes you want to be more aggressive than just relying on your high level of motivation or desire that you're a good person. See, that's what I did. You know, I would go things above and beyond. I would go to general seminars, awesome books that they were talking just in general. I listened. There weren't podcasts like this, but if there was, this is something I would listen to. And it would be very helpful. It would make me feel a lot better. And I am sure that it helped me find distinctions, strategies, pointing me in the direction that helped me develop as a man. All right? But I needed some specific help. Because I've never been to point B before. I was talking about this last night with a coaching client of mine. You know, I'm at point B, the things that I really, really want in life. I'm, again, as I do this podcast, I'm looking on this big, massive dream board with literally hundreds of pictures that my wife put together with feelings, emotions, places, things, achievements that we want in our life. I've never been there where I will be, where I'm going, that I'm working towards. All right, so I don't know how to get to point B. I can just do my best to get all the resources. I get coaching, I get help, and constantly reassess everything that I'm doing. The questions that I ask you every single day in our 10-second daily disciplines. And I have to be mentally and emotionally flexible if I'm off course. And so I was talking to him yesterday. He's, look, if someone said, hey, Skip, get back on the competitive bodybuilding stage, all right? What would it take for you to be a champion? Well, I've been there before. I've been to that high level before. And I can come up with a really good strategy because I felt it. I've experienced. I would do this, this, and this, and this. I would know the challenges in front of me. All right. I would know the successful strategy. I would know what not to do. I would know where my mind tends to want to go when I'm not in an empowered state and I can prevent myself from doing that. I would know when I'm right on track. I would know what stage of the game I should be at, which point. All right, I've been there before. I've been to be before. I could come up with a plan. I can't come up with a plan to that place that I've never been with absolute certainty, and neither can you. So we really never know if what we're experiencing is gap time, or we need to change our approach, our thinking, get some help along the way. We all don't know. Only thing I can say to you is you got to keep on keeping on. Ask yourself questions. And when things seem to be going okay, don't stop there. Keep on going through this. When I go through the 10-second daily disciplines today, I want you to just live with the anticipation, the expectation that you're going to look at the world a whole lot differently, even though you've asked these, answered these questions 44 times now. All right? Constantly evaluating, assessing, never being, you know, satisfied. I'm not saying don't be happy with the journey. Don't enjoy it. You know, always live in a state of unmanageable angst. I'm just saying, is there more that you can ask of yourself? Is there a better, more effective strategy out there for you? All right? That's really the only way you can know if this is gap time and you should just keep on keeping on, or it's time to quit this route. We don't know for sure. And you know, a lot of times there is nobody who can tell you for sure. Because I can tell you, you could have the worst strategy in the world, but you can be so damn persistent, so resilient, that you can stumble into the right set of strategies and get everything that you want. So I don't know if I had any clear cut black and white answers for you on, you know, how to determine if something's gap time or you need to change your approach. I can tell you what you can do, that mindset you need to continually do to constantly measure it along the way. And if anything, let me just tell you something. I understand. I relate. So if there's anything as you're going through that in the future, maybe you're going through that now. We all go through it to some extent when we're driven toward a set of goals. Just the fact that this guy who you respect enough to come to and listen to goes through it himself, maybe just that alone can release some of that angst and that pressure that you're putting on yourself. So you go with it and keep on keeping on. You know, you talk about gap time, and you know, as we go through our 10-second daily disciplines, I got to give a big shout out to Nat. Nat is a big listener to this morning Connection podcast, and she doing some customer service. She invested in the Manformation program. She happened to call me on the phone, got to spend some time chatting with her. And I'll tell you, Nat, I just want to thank you. You know, thank you for the gift that you gave me speaking to you on the phone yesterday. And it kind of ties on to this gap time. And, you know, number one is, you know, just, you know, me being into voice qualities and human nature and everything. I can, you know, Nat is a winner, a mover, a shaker. You could tell that she's really together. I could tell in her voice, right? And she loves this Morning Connection podcast and what I'm doing every single day. So when a person of that quality is complimenting you, I mean, that's a nice little pat on the back and knows that I'm doing something right. And you know what? Obviously, if I could get myself up in the morning and do this for 144-plus podcasts in a row, stand and deliver with this type of certainty, I must already believe in what I'm doing, that there is a payoff. Sometimes I don't look for the validation of people, and that's what I talk about in the Manformation program. But it's nice to hear, especially from quality people like Nat, so appreciative, so much passion in her voice, listening to this podcast every day. So that was one thing that was awesome. The other thing that was awesome about it is that, you know, Nat's a woman. You know, and I talk about it, you know, Manformation, these podcasts are great for everyone. How I've kind of just positioned myself, marketed myself, is that I know through the statistics on my website and my Facebook page, I'm talking to 95% guys. So, you know, just to connect more, I use a lot of guy analogies and stories and things like that. It impressed me and that Nat can break through all that and see the power and the value of all this for her. You know, one thing that she said is that, you know, if you're a woman, it's so great to understand the male perspective and for Manformation. And I said, yeah, that's awesome, because I'll tell you, and I was talking to Nat, I said, whether you're married, you have a boyfriend, or you're dating or whatever it is, I mean, the stuff that I talk about, I talk to guys every single day with my one-on-one coaching, right? From young and old. These are the challenges that we all go through. The stuff that I'm sharing with you. This is our inner thoughts that they may not express to you. It can give you some empathy and understanding, the male perspective of what we're going through. And armed with that insight, that knowledge, right? Peek inside the male playbook can definitely help you understand, relate, connect more with the men in your life. And so, you know, Nat, we talked about that a little. Also, that Nat found this podcast. She didn't even know me from the bodybuilding and training world. She doesn't know that part of me, right? She found me through iTunes. And so a lot of things that I talk about is that how I used to do this just in my podcast, I open it up to iTunes. You know, a lot of the people who I talk to over the years, a lot of have come through this Blog Talk Radio Network. So putting this podcast on these channels and, you know, and it attracting Nat finding her way here, it just reaffirms some of the decisions that I have made. And but the biggest point, Nat, what I want to thank you for is that, you know, if you listen to the first 100 podcasts, Morning Connection podcasts that are on skiplacour.com, you know, I was going through a lot of gap time. I talked about the challenges. I knew what I was doing, you know, had worth and value. It's just that, you know, people weren't sending me emails. I wasn't talking to people like Nat every day, but I just knew it, and I just kept on going. I said, well, I'm going to keep on going, but, you know, at 40, definitely at 50, I was thinking about the tremendous investment of time, energy, and effort that it was taking me to produce this podcast, all the technical things after. Was it really worth it? I was going through the gap time. It wasn't until after I you know, had the 100 all completed and posted, it was like a couple months afterwards that I experienced what I was out for, the connection, the insight, to connect with you, to build, I'm doing this, to help build my brand, my business. Hey, totally transparent. I mean, creating that win-win situation. I'm getting up every single morning and delivering value to you in an effort to create a win-win situation, meaning I help you win and you help me win. Supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, thank you very much. You know, having more one-on-one, higher quality, and more options to deal with only the most committed people for my one-on-one coaching, right? And my information products. You know, so I can provide for my family at the highest level. And I know that if you're going to reciprocate my efforts, I'm going to have to provide a tremendous value. If this dream board that I'm talking about is ever going to happen, I've got to convince you that I have some value for you to want to reciprocate, right? So that the gap time was tremendous from all that effort, all those hours that I posted before I saw anything from it. And it came back. There was, like I said, a gigantic gap time. It was so tremendous that that's why I said, all right, I'm doing this again. And then this is now I'm certain from my past experience that now I am certain me taking the time, getting up every single morning, standing and delivering my best energy first thing in the morning because I'm a morning person. I give it to you. And like I said, I give it to me every single morning. I know it's an outstanding investment because I survived the gap time. I experienced that gap time before, and I'm just going to tell you, Nat, thank you so much, that gift that you know you gave me. I really appreciate that. Gap time, gap time, gap time. But we always kind of have to, you know, evaluate. You know, just because we have the best intentions, it may not be gap time, right? So we have to constantly evaluate. So now I'm going to go through our 10-second daily disciplines. Really, what state of mind are you on? Get for these last couple minutes, getting as close as you can to level 10, listening to this with that anticipation that, you know, there's something I'm going to say. There's something that's going to pop into your mind right now as you ask these questions that's going to give you more insight and more clarity. All right. So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? All right. What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? And again, Nat, thank you so much for providing. That was my cool moment yesterday. Take just 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience that emotion, that accomplishment, that achievement, whatever that might be that you really, really want. You really want. Not that you're going to settle for, that you really want. That will take months, if years, of you stepping up in this manner to create that life that you really want. It would take months, if not years of you stepping up. And if You can do it in a couple days or a couple weeks. I want a bigger goal for this portion. And if you've already locked in on something, you know that's what you want because you've gone through this 144 times, definitely 44 times, then make it more clear in your mind. Add color, dimension, sight, smell, sound, touch, feeling, emotions to it. Get that picture really clear. Is what you're doing right now, and this is a question to ask yourself throughout the day, is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to those results that you really want? Get in the habit of asking yourself that question all the time. Like I said, as I was going through the gap time, you know, I really evaluate, is me getting up and using energy, doing this Morning Connection podcast, is it really helping me? I know it feels great. I know that it's powerful information, but is it really helping me create the life that I really want, those results that I really want? Well, now I am certain of that, but and if you listen to those Morning Connection podcasts, I'm going through the journey too. You know, make it a point. If you love this stuff, go back to skiplacour.com and listen to those first 100 podcasts. You'll see. You'll hear. There's a lot of times I wasn't quite certain if that was the highest and best use of my time, that it was really working to the results that I really want. I know that now, okay? But I was constantly asking myself that question. Ask yourself that every single day with what you're doing. And then what are those results that you really want? What are they? And as I look at, again, my dream board that my wife and I, we put together, we put a lot of time, energy, and effort to put these hundreds of pictures and events and feelings and emotions and strategies and plans and motivational words and phrases. We've taken a lot of time to do that. You know, you have to know what those results are. And again, you know, going back to my period of uncertainty and that gap time, with the first 100 Morning Connection podcast, I knew what I was doing was fun. I knew what I was doing was using my talents, abilities, and passion. I knew it was kind of neat. It was kind of fun. I got a few emails saying, hey, that's some great stuff. I love the Morning Connection podcast. All right, it was creative. It was artistic. It forced me to step up and be a presenter. It forced me to think of something new, exciting, different that would change people's lives every single day. There's no doubt it was a fun game to play, but was it really helping me get to the results that I really want? You got to ask yourself that even though you've created a structure, it seems to be, you know, working to some level, but is it working for the results that you really want? Because the results weren't to do. You know, my life has been filled with things that have been fun, neat accomplishments, helped me connect with people who maybe I really didn't know, but they weren't leading me directly to the life that I really wanted because I wasn't clear. And that even though I was getting results, even maybe good results, that wasn't the result. I wasn't doing it for those results. You know, I wasn't doing the first 100 podcasts only to do something neat and creative and, you know, add to other people's life. There's a whole big picture. There's real results that I have to stop and evaluate. Was I getting closer to those results? Hey, make sure you're on my Morning Connection newsletter, sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. Get this daily dose of MTC, mental toughness conditioning, every single morning. All right, and go through the process too. Step up as close as you can to level 10. All right. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality sports nutrition line. Thank you so much for investing this time and energy, not only in yourself, but letting me step into your life, speak into your ears, poke and prod into your life. I will not let you down. I appreciate it. I take that role very seriously. Again, hey, my one-on-one coaching students, great job. I look forward to speaking to you with this week. Keep on keeping on. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.